Nice.
A bed on the floor for children.
Yes, and we had a trundle bed. I never remember, never forget that. It would roll under the bed. They called it a trundle bed, and that was pulled out, and it was a double bed. And it was just about that high off of the floor. It had legs on it, and we'd push that trundle bed. It would be pushed under the bed. And that was very unusual, but we had one of those.
Yeah. But what about a bed that you might make on the floor?
Well, that was a, what would we call that?
Okay. You say we expect a big crop from that field this year because the soil is very.
It was a failure. It just didn't turn out as we had planned.
Yeah, but if the soil was very good, you might say that the soil is very what?
Rich.
Or fer.
With fertilizer, they used fertilizer back in those days.
Okay, and what would you call land that lies along a stream that is overflowed?
Flood. The water had flooded it, but...
But it's real rich soil. You know, it's along the stream. Geez, the word. Can you think of what you call that? Do you know what I mean?
I don't know if I do.
You might have... What I'm interested in is names for different types of land, you know.
Fertile or
But if
rich,
you have,
it was rich soil. A lot of them would express it that way. It was so rich that it had the water had overflown and it had left the settlings and all like that. And the moisture, it was better about holding the moisture probably than a lot of the other.
But you know, the land that where the soil is very rich, this land along a stream, it's the land is low-lying, you know.
Yes. It would wash easily.
Yeah. Would you use the word bottoms for that, or bottom land?
Yes, they'd call the bottom land, and that was richer soil because it would, you know, go away and leave a lot of the settlings that could be worth fertilizer, more or less.
Okay. Are there any names for different types of soil? Like the real sandy soil, do you have a special word for that?
Well, clay soil, that's a red soil, I know that. Uh-huh. And I don't know what the other would be.
Have you ever heard of loam or loom?
Loam. Seems like that word loam rings in my ear, but I don't know which it was.
Okay, what about land that's not good for much of anything but raising alfalfa or clover? Would you have a name for that?
Well, that would be a real fertilizer, because fertilizer soil, quick growth and all like that.
Okay, what about land that has water standing in it most of the time?
We never did have very much of that, but now this field out here, the water is wide as 2 days here. I can still see the water. They had boats out here.
When was that? When they had those floods?
Just about a week ago, yes. The water had gotten up. That lake's right there, down there by me and the honey. It got up on. I had a rock wall this high, and they told me I haven't been home since then, but it got all over that.
You mentioned, this is a little off the subject, I guess, but you mentioned, you heard the expression rock fence.
Yes.
Now, but you just used the word rock wall.
Yes.
Is a rock wall and a rock fence the same thing?
Well, now, the wall is just part of it's put together with cement. But my rock wall down there is just laying there, big rocks.
Yeah.
That water kept slushing up, they said, until it had disfigured a little of it down there where it was so strong.
Yeah. So the difference between a rock wall and a rock fence is that a rock wall is built with cement?
Well, some of them are. I mean, the wall is...
Is there any difference